I'm Petty Officer Zach Guth, and this is Radio Gitmo News. Guantanamo Bay residents challenged the steepest hill on base and competed in the John Paul Jones 5-miler. Petty Officer Trey Fowler has more on this event.
Gitmo Morale, Welfare, and Recreation held a JPJ 5-miler this past weekend with over 100 participants taking on this grueling run. Master Chief Gabriel Harley had this to say about how the race went for him.
Great run, well organized, really tough. The first mile, it's nice and flat, feels really good, and then all of a sudden you're climbing. They put on a great challenge, great support throughout there, flying down the hill, and then right when you think you're pretty much done, it's a solid 2 miles back, and basically you just got to pace it out. The event was really well run, finished it out on the track. A little bit of a celebration going on as everybody crosses that finish line.
Trey Helms, just like the Jingle Bell Jog, made his way to the finish line first with a time of 32 minutes and 43 seconds. Here's what he has to say about the 5-miler.
It was tough, but it was fun. It was fast-paced, and I think the weather was really nice. Difficult. I think it's definitely earned the title of the toughest hill in Gitmo.
Reporting for Radio Gitmo News, I'm Petty Officer Trey Fowler.
And more news from around the fleet. The Navy announced NAVADMIN 010/24, which provides guidance for the administration of the March 2024 Navy-wide Advancement Exam for Active Duty and Training and Administration of Reserve Sailors. The PMKEE for the March exam must be completed before January 31st, 2024. Examination date for all eligible E5s will be March 7th and eligible E4s. The exam will be March 14th. Be sure to check the rating-specific bibliographies on Navy Cool for the reference on the upcoming exam. For the full NAVADMIN 010/24, check out mynavyhr.navy.mil. That's all for this edition of Radio Gitmo News. I'm Petty Officer Zach Guth.